How American English is Changing.
For years, American words have been finding their way into British English. Terms such as movie, film, awesome, amazing, and store, shop. But now, things appear to be changing, and several British expressions are starting to appear in American speech and writing. But why?
Ben Yagoda, professor of English at the University of Delaware, and author of the book How to Not Write Bad, has set up a blog, britishisms.wordpress.com, to record the use of British terms in American English. It's like being a bird watcher, he explained. If I find an American saying one, it really makes my day. So far, he's found more than 150. Here are a few of them. US term.
To move.
British equivalent. To move house. Meaning.
If you move house, you go to live in another house.
They moved house last week. US term.
Wash the dishes.
British equivalent. Do the washing up. Meaning.
To clean the plates, cups, knives, forks, etc.
I did the washing up last night. US term.
Bartender.
British equivalent. Barman, barwoman. Meaning.
A person who serves you drinks in a bar, pub, etc.
The barman made my drink. US term.
Part, as in the best part of the film.
British equivalent. Bit. Meaning.
A section of something.
I love that bit at the end of the film. US term.
To reserve.
British equivalent. To book. Meaning.
To arrange to have a hotel room at a certain time.
We booked the hotel through the website. US term.
To name.
British equivalent. To call. Meaning.
If you're called something, that's your name.
He's called John.
So, the big question is, why? Firstly, many people in the U.S. are reading articles on online British news sites such as The Guardian, The Economist, The Daily Mail, and the BBC.
Secondly, there are several British journalists with influential positions in the U.S., including Tina Brown, who has worked as editor of Vanity Fair, The New Yorker, The Daily Beast, and Newsweek, Anna Wintour, editor-in-chief of American Vogue, and Piers Morgan, who is the host of Piers Morgan Tonight on CNN.
And finally, there are British TV shows such as Top Gear, Doctor Who, and Downton Abbey that are hugely popular in the States.
Watch out for any Britishisms in your language.